God loves you. This simple reality of belovedness is what we are working on together this season of Advent, trusting that every week there's going to be a word for us in Scripture that will help us grasp this mystery just a little bit more in our own lives, the mystery of our belovedness, that God always, already loves us. This week I'm drawn to Isaiah, and particularly this stunning claim, "They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain." So, my beloved, let us go to the holy mountain. And it's an unusual place. It's a place that doesn't function by the rules that we seem to know. It's a place where lions and lambs are together, and bears and cattle and little babies play over the entrances of snake dens, a strange place. So as I was thinking about the peaceable kingdom and its opposite, the life that we seem to experience, I was reminded of one of the most terrifying experiences of the last 10 years for me. We have a tradition, or had a tradition, I should say, of gathering for festive occasions in a particular spot on Mount Tam called O'Rourke's Bench. Have you ever been there? Oh, it's gorgeous. So you know the road that you take up from Mill Valley to go to the ridge of Mount Tam, and you hit a T-junction right at the top, and there's a parking lot right across. So you park in that parking lot, and then you head across the road and then in the direction of Stinson Beach, and you're still up kind of on the ridge. And there's a cluster of, you go through one ridge of trees, and a little bit further, maybe about 70 yards or so, there's a cluster of trees. And just on the other side of that cluster of trees is a stone bench that was built, I think, in the 1940s in memory of so-and-so O'Rourke, who used to go to this particular spot. And it's a stunning view. You just walk a little bit, and you can see down to Stinson Beach. You can see all along the coast. On clear days, you can see forever. And so it was our custom to have festive occasions there. And in particular, Chloe's brother and his family live in Sausalito. And we were gathering for New Year's, which was a classic time to gather as the Drakes, with champagne. And we were there at O'Rourke's Bench, all of us, the two families. And Morgan, the youngest of all of us, was maybe 4 or 5 at the time. And he was clambering around the rocks that are right above O'Rourke's Bench. And he was climbing down, and he said, "Daddy, look." And Daddy turned around. This is Colin, my brother-in-law, with his camera, and started to take a picture, and noticed that he was pointing at a small baby rattlesnake right there, right next to his finger. And so we all looked, smiled, and then stopped breathing as we realized what was happening. And very calmly, Colin said, "Morgan, come down here," which he did, and then we gathered our things together and we left, because we knew that the most poisonous snakes are the baby snakes, because they have no capacity to restrain the poison in their teeth. So once they bite you, you are gone. So we came within a hair's breadth of losing Morgan in that seemingly delightful moment. So that's one mountain, and then there's this holy mountain, this peaceable kingdom. Now, I use that phrase because it's the name of one of the most famous American paintings by Edward Hicks, a Quaker from 1826. Can you picture the painting, The Peaceable Kingdom? It's a kind of naive style of painting, and it has the lion and the lamb and the cow and the bear, and it has the babies playing with the snakes, and everything's peaceable. When I looked at it again, I had forgotten that that dominates one side of the painting. The other side of the painting goes back into a vista, and about halfway through, you see a bunch of people in sort of tri-hats and Indians, Native Americans, and they are settling down with peace pipes, and there is peace on earth. At the moment, one, you know, with Standing Rock going on, one seems as likely as another. And here we are. This is our scriptural promise. What do we make of that? What do we make of the discrepancy between this peaceable kingdom and the world we know? Isaiah concludes his passage, "They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." The world as it is can easily leave us feeling anxious, bombarded, scattered. Where is this lack of hurt, this lack of destruction? Where is this love? Where is this belovedness? What can we do? Well, what can we do to find our way to this mountain, this holy mountain, this peaceable kingdom? Here are three things. Number one, breathe. Remember when we saw that snake, the first thing we did, and I can remember this vividly, is stop breathing. One of my great discoveries of this year, and I keep bringing it back to you, is I've rediscovered my breath, and I've discovered how to attend to it, and how keyed in my breath is to my emotions and my feelings. And when I'm feeling anxious or fearful or any of those things, my breath becomes very shallow. And what I've realized is that I, in fact, can slow down enough and take deep breaths. And deep breaths, or my resistance to deep breaths, in fact, have to do with my resistance to uncomfortable emotional states that I might be in. There's deep wisdom in breathing through those things. And the simple practice of deep breath down into this place in our body, and then intentionally restraining the exhalation just a little bit, typically just through the nose. It sounds like it's a technique. It's not a magic technique. It's just one that helps us get in touch with our body. But I can almost physically feel a peaceable mountain within myself when my breath goes into those deep places in my body. And when I'm attentive to what's happening with my breath and that kind of slow release, it is as though physically I start to feel more peaceful than I was when I was breathing in the kind of shallow, tense way that I was before. This is real. So breath is a way to move away from anxiety. Another is to be focused. The news wants us to be anxious. It wants us to be reactive. I have said to you before how I started to feel addicted and reactive. And I discovered words of wisdom that my mother's best friend felt were embodied by my grandmother. And on the time of Button's death, my Aunt Nancy, she wrote five things that she learned from my grandmother about leading a good life. And one of the words of wisdom was, read good books and stay abreast of the news. So that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to stay abreast of the news and not get addicted to it and not get reactive to it. So God, give yourself permission to follow less news and instead listen to, well, how does Elijah come to encounter God? In the still, small voice. If we are so distracted and bombarded with news, how can we listen to the still, small voice of peace, of belovedness? Jesus goes to the wilderness to be with God at the beginning of his ministry, who is love. How can we hear the voice of love if our lives are so noisy? So, be focused. And then finally, number three is to listen. What's the promise here of the holy mountain? The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. How can we be shaped in the knowledge of the Lord? Well, the most reliable words for understanding Achieving knowledge of God is simply Scripture, which I believe absolutely is the living word to us. And so if you're looking for a place to encounter the peaceable kingdom in its fullness, I can recommend nothing more highly than the Gospel of John and John's writing, which cut right to the chase and with simple, clear images and words and metaphors speak to us of God's love of us, of belovedness, of the way to this holy mountain, the way to the peaceable kingdom. There's even the promise that we can become ourselves God's holy mountain. One of the verses that I keep quoting to you is the first verse of Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but stands fast forever. So, deep breath, focused attention, the words of God in Scripture. These are a sure and steady path to God's holy mountain. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Go in peace.